We left off yesterday trying to understand what is the concept of chazaka, of chazkas tashmishin, the fact that you were quiet for a while. That's indicative of the fact that you probably agreed to let me use your property in some shape or form. Does that make any impact at all, the sikhim hazik ra'iyah? So we saw that the riff in the tshuva, one pshat in Agamara, to solve a question that he think existed, the others weren't even sure existed, but the riff developed the whole yisod. Even though, yes, there is a principle called Cheskes Tashmish. And yes, we do find it in the Gemara, the beams hanging over somebody's airspace, we find a bird of Yosef in the trees. But by Hezek Re'iyah, it fails us. And the reason is, there's no Chazak of Hezek Re'iyah. The same way that there's no Chazak before, a person has a bathhouse that's causing a bad smell to somebody else's property, a person has a furnace that's causing a bad, causing smoke into somebody else's property. None of these cases are subject to cheskes tashmishin because it's understood the person probably was not moichel. Most people are not moichel on these things. It's hard to believe that a person is willing to stand for the bad smell, for all the other problems, and therefore it's hard to believe that a person is going to stand for hezek ru'iyah. That was the famous shittas harif. So the Rimagash is very Talmud question because the Rimagash said that, wait a second, there's a Mishnah. The Mishnah later on, the end of the third paragraph, Mishnah talks about potentially having a chazaka for a window. What do you mean for a window? Whose chazaka is what chazaka? What chazaka is there for a window? It must be that the Mishnah is talking about that I have a window that's overlooking into your backyard, and normally you would have a right to tell me to close up that window. Has agreed, I have no right to open up my window to stare and look what you're doing in the privacy of your backyard. But the Mishnah speaks about a chazaka. So the answer is, there is a chazaka that has agreed. That was the kash for the Rimagash. So the Rishonim reject that kasha the Rimagash and say that that's not true of the Mishnah B'chol. Now, when the Mishnah speaks about chazaka on windows, the Mishnah is not talking about a case of hezekriya. Hachamas kid, there's no hezekriya. It's not a chos, it's not a kasha l'maisa. Why there's no hezekriya? When you finish going through the sukkah and beis and beis, and give a little, you realize hezekriya is not exactly applied in all circumstances. What is the Mishnah talking about? Well, there is a chazaka for a window, not a chazaka. It's nothing to do with hezekriya. It's talking about a different kind of chazaka legamri. What's about what other chazaka? So there's a din that if I have a window present, I'm enjoying my beautiful view outdoors, you have no right to go ahead and block my window. You have no right to go and put up a wall right smack in front, even though you're doing it on your property, you're interfering with my view, you're interfering with my landscape. So there's a whole thing about that. Is that true? Is that not true? The fact that I open up a window and you're quiet and you don't complain and you don't say, wait a second, I'm not giving you the rights. I'm not foregoing my rights of building walls. Only I have a property. I can build whatever I want on my own property. You open up a window, that's going to prevent me from building a wall. So the answer is, but maybe you have a chazak on the window. If I open up a window and you see me every day for the last 6 months, I'm looking out the window, going, zazag is shmak. I'm watching the sunrise, the sunset. I'm looking at the birds and the bees and the children playing in the street. I had such a good time. And then you're going to come and put a big wall in front of me. So you're taking away from my chazaka and a chazaka. So that's what the Mishnah's talking about. The Mishnah's not talking about Hezekriya. But chlau, we got the wrong topic. We got the wrong sugya. So we're just wondering about this, that this idea of chazaka for a window, that people like to look out the window. And I could take someone to a din Torah if they put a wall up. So I don't want to say anything better than what you lost anybody in my shul, but I was going to take my shul to a din Torah. I was going to take myself to the Dintara. You ever know what I'm talking about? My window right in the front where I daven, right? Everyone knows the layout of my shul. So every once in a while, I want to take a peek and see, you know, what's going outside, get a little inspiration, you know, like the Mekubala, like the daven by the window, you know, look outside to see the shemach, it's beautiful. Remember, in Sukkot, I usually take a little peek to see what the cloud situation is, but I have to go rush to the doffing a little bit to make sure we get lunch on time. So I like that free access to look what's going out the window. All of a sudden, what's doing in my front yard now? They put up a tent. They put a block in my airspace. Every time I open up the shade to see, I look at it, I see nothing. I see a big flap of white flaps staring in my face. I can't. So I think, who should I take to a dintara? Take myself? It's my property. The windows are my property and the tents are my property. I take myself to a dintara for being destroying my window. Anyway, back to the story of the Rimagash. So a chareik place to call, there's no rashi anymore. We don't really know what the din is. We know that there's a concept of cheskes tashmish. We know that there are certain things that are not subject to Chesed Tashrish, and we can't quite pin down whether Hezekri is one of those or not. So Bachleg is to the Rebbe, the Talmud, the Riff, and the Rimagash. So now Rabbi say, comes the Rimagash and turns the whole sugya on its head. Comes the Rimagash. The sixth Amarmakonis. Gosh, the sixth of Mamakobis and says, I really believe that there is a chazakah for Hezekiah. I don't believe that Hezekiah is mufka for the chazakah's legamri. But in the case of our Mishnah, Shutfin Shiroth Alas Bechitz, the case of a chotzer being divided up, there's no chazakah here for a totally different reason, says the Rimagash. What's the different reason? Says the Rimagash, the sixth of Mamakobis. Four lines into the Rimagash. Vabachotz the Chavayu Maski Ahadadi. Pirhezek Shariya Shavel Shneim. Yochaloim had Shasi Gimushonim. Lavisha Mechila. Elvisha Chavainan Shavel Behezek. Vavamina Hayoma Machatit Alasas Mechitza. Avaloma Chalti. Lukak Kevin Hezek Rishvahezek Yavalachoval of Neskaisel. So what did Rimagash say? He says, you want to know why there's no Cheskes Tashmish for Hezek Re'iyah in our sugya? Nothing to do with equating Hezek Re'iyahs to bathrooms and furnaces. The chlal, not the reason. A new chlal. A new yisrael, the Rimagash v'mashmeh ab yesh v'yayim. But Medbar Mamurim, there's a sugya of Cheskes Tashmishin. That means when there's clearly a mazik and there's clearly a nizak. I'm causing you trouble and you're not causing me anything in return. But when you have two people who are equally causing each other problems, I'm looking into your backyard, and you're looking into my backyard. I'm looking into your half of the chatzir, you're looking into him, my half of the chatzir. So says the Rimagash, psychologically, there's a reason why I'm not being moicher. My lack of machor is not indicative of mechila. Normally, if I sit around and I let you take advantage of me and I don't say anything, the Raya, I'm probably moicher. That's what Chesed Tashmish is based on. That's psychological reality. That if I really, really was upset, I would have expressed my upset. But when you have multiple people, I'm being mazik you and you're being mazik me, there's a reason why I was quiet. Not because I was Michael. It was the Lashon of the Rimagash. La Mishu Mechila. Because Shal Tervayim Shal Mehezek Zem, Hayom Amocha Tirtzalas Mechitza. I say to myself, you know what? Why should I be the bad guy? Why should I make a stink? Why should I make a fuss? Everyone's going to call me the hard to get along with neighbor. Anyway, tomorrow you're going to see the light of day and you're going to go ahead and want to put up the wall. So psychologically, it's not worth it for me to make a fuss and a stink to take you to a Beis Din. If Balaam Hochi, you're getting damaged just as equally as I am. That's the Rimagash's svar. Inami, says the Rimagash. Another svar. Mechiposach lechalom v'shosach lechavre ha'vichazokom. The maisek of v'biadayim. Aber gab ich schutz in der dai be hat recht der kamen aber ob wir dai mit dit ist bei hezek ria aber mach was die jas wie beloy auf die begit zu da wir hezek lekel mehr begia da wir gesog da lekel mein sich dachte ich bei das ist die gashin other psychological reason but mad of a murim that shtika is indicative of mechila that's when I see you doing something so imagine I'm sitting in my house. And all of a sudden, I see you coming with a bulldozer. You're making windows. You're doing maisalach. You're doing all kind of things. And I'm quiet. Not a word. That shtika is not a shtika ador. That shtika is indicative of mechiba. But over here, that's not what happened. The chazaka that you have, you didn't do an action for chazaka. The chazaka is the lack of an action. Namely, you're continuing to use your half of the courtyard without a wall being insisted to be put up. That's not a mice opinion. I didn't put a construction team in to do that. So any kind of a chazakah that happens with meila, happens with atzmai, that kind of a chazakah is not indicative of a mechila. So the Rimagash is now talking the words of psychology. The Rimagash says, la'olam hezek re'iyah would be nitan to chesed tashmishin. Not like the Rif said. The Rif said hezek re'iyah is mufka for the whole sugya of chesed tashmishin. It's like bathrooms and furnaces. Don't ask any kashas. The Rimagash says, that's not true. It's against the Mishnah. Says the Rimagash, In the case of the chotzer, it happens to be from one of two psychological truths that we can't prove from your shtika that's actually bechila. That's the Rebbe Gash's vort. So Ad Bishayim go along the lines of the Rebbe Gash. The Rashba goes along the same lines of the Rebbe Gash, and also highlights the fact that in the case of the courtyard, the two people are equally being mazik one another, but a little bit of a different twist. So the seventh of Rambam Kaimis, the Rashba says, the Meibar Roma in the second line, the Fikach lo machisi b'chaveri kedei shel yimcha gam chaveri bi. So the Rashba quotes the Raivin and says, I'll give you an idea, Shlomer, why, the reason why I wasn't Moich is not indicative of anything. I don't want to be Moich, you know why? I don't want to start up with you. Because if I start to make a fuss, you may also start to make a fuss. And maybe I'll change my mind and then you won't change your mind. I don't want to start with you. Let's be quiet. Let's leave things the way they are. And therefore, if and when 6 months from now I decide I do want to make a fuss, you can't turn around and say, well, your shtika was a raya that you were moichel. So again, each one of these answers, the Rebbe Gash's answer number one, the Rebbe Gash's answer number two, the Rashba's answer number three, these are all going down the route. This is all simply psychological, analyzing why a person is quiet. We're analyzing silence in halacha. We're analyzing the mere fact that somebody is quiet sometimes is a raya that he was moichel, his shtika kadol, and sometimes not. So in any shape or form, we can explain away your silence. So that will undermine the parish of the sugya of Chesed Tishmishin.
What's the difference between the Rashba, the first answer, the Rebbe Gash?
No, but there are different nuances why I'm quiet. It's psychologically different. Either I'm quiet because I think anyway you're going to make a fence later and I want to have that fence, so why should I be the bad guy, let you be the bad guy? Well, I don't want to start up with you because if I start with you, you're going to start up with me. So it's other reasons, other applications of the same principle. So comes the Ramah, Ramah Halevi, comes the Ramah of the 8th in Ramah Kermis. And gives another reason why. Chesk Tashmishin, this doesn't play out for Hezek Riyam. V'yodik ha-bichot v'chayetzi v'diyat l'gav l'mechavin d'l'chazi l'sagid l'chazi me'ikar ki kamachzik b'isura v'adir kamachzik ki d'ashira b'rechaz d'abati mikro d'ayah yisur shachid shvotav. From left field, the Rama says that Chesed Tashmishin doesn't work here because somebody's doing something wrong. There's an Isser that's being violated. Chesed Tashmishin means I'm a religious guy, you're a religious guy, I have my neighbor rights, you have your neighbor rights. We're just trying to figure out, there's no balavir here. Chesed Tashmishin, we're trying to figure out, is it appropriate that you should have your palm trees over here? Is it appropriate you should have your ravens over here, your blood letters over here? Is it appropriate you should have your things nearby property? It's like, we discuss it. There's no balaver. In the sugya of the chatzah shiratzu, the shuk shiratzu lasas b'chitza, there's a balaver here. The guy who's looking into somebody else's backyard, the guy who has his eyes on Yenim's private property, v'yayisor shachim shvatav, rosh ein pishchayim v'chavanim zelazeh, poskim v'pashas balak. So, the whole sugya of Chesed Tashmishin doesn't apply. Sister Torah, why? I have no idea. So if I say, we have, how many Biyum do we have in the Rishonim? We have some Rishonim who say the Chesed Tashmishin maybe really does apply here. And we have an array of different opinions why Chesed Tashmishin fails us. Either like the Rif, because Chesed Tashmishin or Chesed Kriya is like the Kutra Beis Akisa. Or like the Rebbe Gash's reason that there are two parties here, or the Rashba and the Raivitz version of that answer, or because it's not being done in Debaisa, or because there's something of an Isra involved. Everyone's pointing in the same direction, that don't shepherd me, don't bother me, with Chesed Tashmishin. Good. So far, so good. So Rabbi saying, now let's get to the main thrust. Well, I want to speak a little bit this today. Most of the Rishonim are siding with the idea, for one of these four or five different technical reasons, shtika is not indicative of anything here. Shtika is not indicative of anything here. But what if one of the parties does much, much more than shtika? What does the party do? We divided up the chatzer, and we quote unquote pasken hezek riya shmei hezek. And one of the parties makes the following statement. What? Abaychel, it's okay. You don't have to build a wall. Not that I'm letting it go for 6 months without a wall. I come forward and I say, come all in front of Tate, in front of Bezer, I'm Michael on the Asiyas HaKreisel. Ich bin Michael, sir, on the Asiyas HaKreisel. Now what's the bid? So comes the Rosh in the 9th of Mamakonis. The Rosh says, four lines at the bottom. Aval miyesh edim shemachlu hashutin zelazel has a griya. Shuvin yichalim lachsa behen. Everything we've been talking about now is, can we assume from your shtika that you were moichel? So the answer is probably not for X, Y, and Z psychological / halachic reason. But if we know for a fact, that you were moichel, of course you can be moichel. And once you're moichel and you're right to the wall, then the game's over. You cannot turn around subsequently, 6 months later, saying, I'm sorry, I'd like to go back, but stop the clock over again, I want to walk back again. The Rosh has nothing to it. Once you're Michael, the game's over. So the Rosh says, really, is that true? Yes, the Rosh. Afa bisha imel chaver krok susi bisha bakad yachal achzaboy, vizchay chaver zek achzaboy. There's a sugi at the end of the 8th track of Avakama. I give you permission to rip my shirt. I give you permission to smash my car. So the whole sick thing about are you chayiv, are you potter? But one thing is crystal clear. But many of them, we can discuss you being potter, that's kol ov, that I'm omed in mechilasi, that I'm sticking to my mechila. If I said to you, listen, okay, I'm giving you permission now, go smash my car. And then 5 minutes later, I say, you know what, that was a silly thing that I did. I said, please do it here, don't smash my car anymore. And you go and smash my car. Is it oila al hadas that you can be potter? It's a joke. It's bad enough to try to understand why Bismarck, you told me I could break, but you could smash the car. Okay, that ends it. Kruxusi is potter. Says the Rosh, it's move on, me'elav. The Kruxusi is not a green light for the rest of your life to smash my car. So why should my being Moichel on Hezek Re'ia on Monday afternoon at 1:45, why should that last the other boy? Ich bin Moichel sein now. Oh, but tomorrow, you know, having second thoughts. Tomorrow I got the Rashi, Pasha's Bola. I said, you know, it's not such a nice thing. My wife starts to get upset. She says she doesn't like the neighbors sticking his head into the backyard. My kids are very upset about it. So I come back to you and I say, please, I want to go back to where we were. Let's build a wall. And you say, sorry, machalta. That's not a joke, is it? Manishtana machalta behezgriya that you be mafkiya the chiv of kaisal yalam vod. My said that for crux, isn't
it? Seems to me you can argue that it is, in that while you know I can say I'm moichel to you, the other one can say can buy the rights. If you can be moichel for me, I can buy the right from you. And once I bought the right from you, then it's not revocable.
But that's the problem.
Now they have each bought by giving it to the other.
But the question is, was there anything? Did any of that really happen? So comes the rush. It just says we yesh eidim shemachlo shitin zelazeh. Let's agree.
Each one is paying the other by saying...
Is it paying? What's the paying?
Each is giving the right to the other.
And I'm not sure what the right is. I'm not sure that needs to the kinyonim even. It sounds like it's just mechila. That's what the Russian lashon was. So it sounds like the din should be that it's not finished. The game's over. You can't revert back. And the Rosh is trying to find, why is that fundamentally different for Kruxusi? Kruxusi, I sold you the right to break my air window. But by Kruxusi, you agree, it's not going to last forever. By Kruxusi, somehow, if I change my mind, the Chayash, I should be able to change my mind.
If you just mock, it was one thing. If you sell the right to
So let's see if we can find some this a little bit. That's the Rosh's cash. So look, the Rosh. Shani Hocha, the Tzviyas Mamon Yesh Beinayan, she is chayiv kolecha lechaver l'saya bevinyan hakaisel. Bavi kmo she is chayiv loy mona u'mochel loy alav she zochel mechilasi b'loy kinyan. Ever read the Rosh? Ever saw the Rosh during Seder? Ever know what the Rosh is talking about? What's the difference? What is the difference between kraksusi that's clearly nita t'chazora in contrast to this? So they're also. So.
One, Yeah, he, never, he was not losing out on his money. Now he's able to use his money to buy anything else.
By one, you have the claim of
Mamatu
Hakim.
Yes.
Happening after the Mechila is going to be tracked down the other one. The claim of money existed, then you had the Mechila, and the claim never changed.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the Rosh is saying. Everybody say, in the other Yeshivas, this Rosh starts the Chakira rolling. Some Yeshivas, when they start learning their Beis and Mabas, they talk about this in the first day. Another Yeshivas talk about Mechitza Karen for 6 weeks. So we were the second Yeshiva. But you can't not get to this Chakira. Otherwise, you don't know the first part of Mabas. Hezekriya, assuming that it exists, okay, according to one Lashon, she is off today. But according to the Lashon that we've got, Hezekriya Shema Hezek, that translates into, but it's a Kaisel. Once it's a Chalukas HaRei Chotzer, automatically, but it's a Kaisel. Yesh Lach Kor, Rabbi said, what's the nature of this din of Bainis HaKaisel? Is Bainis HaKaisel just simply a response to the existence of Hezekriya? Once the halacha recognizes the Hezekriya Shema Hezek, behold Hezekriya's lash behezek, then there's nothing to respond to, it doesn't exist. But if the halacha takes Hezekriya seriously, and now the halacha is, I'm not allowed to be mazik here, there's an ista to be mazik. What am I going to have to pay or not? We'll have to learn sugars of Grumman and Garmi and figure that out, but even Grumman and Ezekiel is also. So once we've established that Hezekriya exists on our radar screen, it meets the barometer we call the Hezek, the Isser of Asla Hazik now kicks in. So the mela, I have to build a wall. But the goal of building the wall, that's the building a wall, there's nothing, there's no halach of a wall per se. There's nothing special about a wall, nothing unique about bodies. But Bais HaKaisel is just simply the technical metzias ha-dvarim. This is how you remove Hezekriya.
And everybody has to chip in for that
wall. Right, well, for because I'm mazik you, you're mazik me, so everyone, we both have to chip in, right? We both have no choice. We're both mazik each other, so we have to chip in for the wall. But there's nothing magical, nothing special, and mystical, and spiritual, and holy about this wall. The real nature of the din is Issa L'Hazik, and we have to remember that Issa. What do I say now? Do I say that the Issa L'Hazik is the background? Hezekriya Shema Hezek. Chazal established that this reality is true. Chazal will be shy, it's not going to get too much in the Gemara, but we pass in Hezekriya Shema Hezek. So the Halach is Kever, this is called the Hezek. Now, Chazal want to respond to this reality on the ground. We cannot tolerate that two people be mazik each other. That's wrong. We're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to be mazik each other. So the Yafa Chazal instituted a takonis chachamim. No different than any other takonis chachamim in the Rebbe Didi Mamunus. The takonis chachamim was called, you know what it's called? Takana 1274B XL, what's it called? Bernis HaKos. There's a Takana Sakam called, in a situation in the existence of Hezekriya, this is the correct halach response. The same way that Chazal instituted, in the event that you have a victory over Yevonim and your oil in the base of Mikdash lasts for 8 days, this is the halachic response. You like Neir's Hanukkah to say hello. If and when you find yourself in existence of being mazik each other in the chotzer, this is the halachic response. Ben nisakaisel. The takaris chomim in the moment is called ben nisakaisel beemtzah. So according to the first, at the end of the day, the same wall is going to be up there. I mean, between you and me, the wall is going to look the same. But the love is on the wall. I'm looking at the wall and I'm asking, what is this wall? This wall just a hechetimtzah, just a metzias advarim, just to prevent the yisro lahazik. But there's nothing unique about a wall per se. But no, the wall is a real formal takana sechon. Famous, famous hakim in the other yeshivas.
Could you be mochel?
Oh, wait, hold on. That's where we're leading. That's the exact direction we're going. Depending on how expensive this wall is, it may be more than 64,000. It's going to be a lot of money. I remember when I was in Kirby Avda, my first time around, so we were actually learning by the bathroom. And during Chavisman, we were learning the beginning of Hashutzen. I may have told the story before, but now that we get the bonus of Kaisel, it's important to reiterate it. So Rebbe Shishiva walked into the base management shop this afternoon. He saw some guys were learning a little light, you know, different things guys are reading. So Shiva got a little upset. Shiva said, Ma, doesn't know Shiva. He said, Ma, also live this Kaisel B'Shabbos. Kaisel's booked on Shabbos. When is the Kaisel? That's the Shabbos afternoon. When is the Kaisel? We'll leave it at that, I say. Okay. So many Acharonim, many later Yeshivas have this idea. If you want to find it in print, so my Girsa D'Yankasa was, the first time I think I heard this was, it appears in Chedushe Rabbi Aleib on Shas. Aleib Malin, he was one of the G'dayle Olam from the Altamira Yeshivas. The Altamiras, he made his way to America, he was Rosh Yeshiva in, where now? Beis HaTalmud in Bensonhurst for many years. So he has Chedusha Menshach, Chedusha Ba'aleib. So he spells this out. He wasn't the only one who spelled this out, but that was where I originally saw it. So in my mind, looked at it, Chedusha Ba'aleib. So L'chayra, that's the Bira Dov in the Shita Serosh. Krok Susi is simply an Asinus Rishus. I'm giving you a Rishus to be Ma'azik me. Easy come, easy go. Holds the man that I made Vinicidus Rishusi. Great, take advantage of it and rip my shirt. But the minute that I change my mind, so I change my mind. So I'm no longer giving you Rishusi. Now you got anything to do it. So you do Bista Mazik. If Hezek Re'iya Ben Nesek Kaisel was just that, it's all is there, ain't no more. It's just there's an Isla Hazik, and I have a claim to stop you from being Mazik me. So then, easy come, easy go. Holds man that I'm not gonna advance that claim. I'm gonna say to you in effect, histakel b'chatzah shali. Histakel b'chatzah shali is the same as krok susi. I'm saying I'm letting you be mazik me gesundheit. That's on Monday, but on Tuesday when my wife doesn't like it, so I change my mind. They say please don't look into my chatzah anymore. In the same way that you can back out from a krok susi, you can back out from a histakel b'chatzah. That's if you would have learned that Bnei Sakoisel is nothing really special. Bnei Sakoisel is just the Mitzias reaction to Islah. The real sugi is about the Islah Hazik. The minute that you go down the second route and you interpret the Takonis Achamim as being a formal Takonis Achamim of Bnei Sakoisel, what does that mean? There's a formal Takonis. What does that mean? It means when Chazal instituted Dirim Dirabbanan, Dirim Mamonis, they gave the chusei mamon to the different parties. And here, I have a chus mamon. I have a taina against you in Beis Din. You know what my claim against you in Beis Din is? My claim against you in Beis Din is not that you're not allowed to be mazik me. It's much more profound than that. My claim is, you owe me a wall. You owe me half a wall. If I have a chayv against you that says you owe me $100, if I have a claim against you that says you owe me to participate in the Binyan HaKoisel, it's the same thing. That was the Takonos HaChom. They were Matil as Chus Momon for Reuven and they created Chus Momon for Shimon, each one against each other. Once we're talking about as Chus, I have a Chus Momon against you, as Chus Momon is Nitan to what, Rabbi Yisai? It's the Mechila. And it's exactly what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, Shani Hosom, it's a Shani Hocha, 2 months in the bottom of the Rosh, 9th Ram, and Kevin says, Tvias Momon Yishpinim. It's mamish a tfias mamish. It's not just a mechila nesel hezek. Tfias mamish b'yom sheyischad kolech lechaver l'sai b'vin l'kaisel. I have this chos mamish, a tfias mamish against you to participate in the building of the wall. The havi kibod, mamish the marshal of the rush, is mamish kol. Kamosh is chayim l'mona machla loy. Allah, shezach mechilas, b'le kinyin. It's a singing for mechila. You don't need a kinyin for mechila. As soon as I'm Michael, the game's over. So I was Michael, and it's chos mamish. Once I'm Michael, I can't change my mind. So it seems pretty clear that the Rosh siding with the second side of this Chakira, that the Bnei Kaisel is much more than just a Metzias response to Inis al-Hazik. So you might say, is this true or not?
And the story behind why you're not able to change your mind for Chos Mamon is because the other guy
can use
it.
Michael, Michila, what's the Chos Mamon? You owe me $100. I'm Michael, the $100, the game's over.
It's the same story. You can say back, okay, now I want
$100. That's you have to figure out what Mechila is. Mechila is a sila katviya, or Mechila is kilu is kabalti. That's already how long this what Mechila does. But everyone agrees. If I say, I have an OU, it says you owe me $1,000, and I say, you don't have to pay me, I'm Michael.
I can come back tomorrow. When I come home the next day, my wife says, "Well, you know, Michael Rothenberg $1,000 and get the money back from him." So, tough luck. I'm Michael, Michael. Everybody gives a Michael. The word is that by Krux Susi, there was no zchus moment to be Michael. Krux Susi is just a state of, am I being mazgir or not being mazgir? So, close bond that I'm giving you a green light to be mazgir, be good. Maybe the light turns red, so it's over.
What would happen now if the other person wants to build a wall? Would he have to pay for himself all by himself?
Yeah, because hey, he wants to build a wall. Yeah.
Well,
and his property, yeah. You want to build your own wall, because that gives him whatever you want. So the Chayra, if this is the Bir Adav in the Rosh, we have to test ourselves and see if it's really true. This is quite a razzle-dazzle way of learning that transformed from being just a mere response to Vezagriya to its Chos Maman. So the Chayra, we have to test it and see whether it stands up the test of time. So there is a Nimuka Yosef in the beginning of Emesechta that quotes a startling, startling opinion from the Ra'ah. Who was the Ra'ah? There are two questions. Who was Ra'ah and who was not the Ra'ah?
Rebbe of the Ritva and now the Sefer Achim.
And the what? Rebbe of the Ritva and the what?
Not okay. The Sefer Achim.
Good, good answer. Two for two. Okay. So the Ra'ah was the Rebbe of the Ritva that we know. He was also the Talmud of the Ramban. We know that he lived in Barcelona. At that period of time of the Rashba, he wrote the Berak Abayas, he was the Batulti of the Rashba, and back in the Sechas Chulin. For many years, he was the supposed author of the Sefer HaChinuch, until most Mepharshim realized that he probably was not the author of the Sefer HaChinuch. What led everyone to think that he was the author of the Sefer HaChinuch is because in the Hagdama of the Sefer HaChinuch, so the Mechaber, the Sefer, describes that he lived in Barcelona, and he identifies it approximately when he lived, and people just assumed that it was the same person. But there are a lot of big chashuv people who lived in Barcelona. Apparently, it was a different person who lived in Barcelona. So we don't know who the Sefer HaChinuch was. We know why he wrote the Sefer. He writes that in his Hagdama. Yeah, because his son and their friends were bouncing around Shabbos afternoon doing nothing productive. So he figured he'll write them a Sefer. Hopefully, they'll do something. He never writes whether it worked or not, but we have a nice Sefer. Okay, anyway, so. The Ra'ah, in addition to arguing with the Rashbas and the Chulin and Taras Abayas, as we spent a lot of time 2 years ago, the Ra'ah has a startling statement in Eretz Yisrael, the 10th Amendment. The Ra'ah Zal, who is the Devarim, the Fibu Bal Lichtas Besach Shalayim, the Lichtas Gvila Gozis, we split up the Chatzir, so I have my side of the Chatzir, your side of the Chatzir, and I come to you the next morning with my construction team here, I say, listen, I'm not comfortable having you look into my backyard. Maybe you're okay. I'm not so happy. No, let's part ways nicely. Kinis Aser Ishmer Eyu, Yaakov Lovin, right? I'm going to build a wall. And I'm going to be a really nice guy. I know the Baruch Hashem, I'm doing a lot better off. You know, my business is thriving. I know you're still a kailo. I don't know. It's not so posh. I got it. I understand. You know, you're still paying back your wife's student loans. You know, I understand, I got the picture over here. Okay, Baruch Hashem, things are well on our side. I'm gonna give my side of the property. I'm gonna put it all on. I don't want to take away. I don't want to impinge on you got a lot of little kids running around. I'm gonna build everything on my side, and I'm gonna be really, really nice. I'm gonna build a wall, kedas, uchedin, mamish, with gvil and gozis, with four tefachim, with six tefachim, whatever. Whatever it's said in Mishnah and Daveh Zanaf, I'll even quote you three words. I quote Kavir Kavadina. Remember that second, that day one? Everything's going to be done properly. If I was the guy who's in Kailo, who's got a lot of little kids running around, and now the uncle's willing to build a nice, beautiful, majestic wall on his property, what would you do? I'd jump at the offer. Well, great. It's all win. No. The other guy says, I don't want that. Mishum da'amale, imata oisakein, loyal mishustas machalof. He says, no. I want a wall, but I don't want it entirely on your property. I want a wall, vishtate in the Mishnah Bavadasra, bain, it's a case of Yem, so I want it right smack in the middle. Half on mine, half on yours. To Mr. Meshugah. The other guy's willing to take the hit on his side of the property, and you're going to have a bigger backyard. Why would you be so foolish? See, here's such a crazy thing. Because if the wall is halfway, so My kids will be able to play off the wall. They'll be able to climb in the wall, rock climbing on the wall, whatever. What other good things? My wife will hang the laundry on the wall. We'll get usage out of this wall. If the wall is 6 feet over on your side, I'm not going to be able to cross over the boundary. I mean, you're a nice shutuf, ex-shutuf, but you're going to sit there with a shotgun. You're not going to let me cross into your property. So I don't want that. I would rather, again, the wall can be built either way because I have a time because the Mishnah of Abbas, but it's constantly empty. So I have this chus, I can demand that you build this wall. Elohim, you want to be a nice guy, build it on your property. No, I want to go even Steven with you. I want to partially in my property. So that way I'll be able to use the exterior part of the wall. That's the guy's side. So the other shutuf is listening to this and he's saying, you know, I'm trying to be a nice guy here. The other guy said, listen, I want the wall on my side. I want to be a nice guy. And I'll let you cross over the line. I'll let you walk over the line. Your kids can rock climb on your side of the wall. Your wife can hang the laundry on your side of the wall. There's no date. No. The other guy, the guy's got no money to build walls. The guy's got 16 kids running around the backyard. The wife's screaming at him. And she can't find a place to hang the laundry. And what's he saying? He says, no. I don't want to have to buy out those rights of using your property. I don't want to come 6 feet into your property because you're going to charge me for that. So what did the other guy say? I'll give it to you for free. He's like, come to Barakah, I'll give you everything, whatever you want. No, I don't want to be mishubah to you. I don't want to be beholden to you. Is that tzaddik? And therefore, what does he say? Can you imagine the scene going on here? But one guy, the rich businessman, he wants to be so nice. He's Rachmanos on the other guy. He's willing to build him a beautiful 10-feet tall wall, 6 feet into his own property. And the guy's dragging him a cup and saying, no, I refuse to let you build the wall. Why? Because I insist on having a place to hang my laundry. You know who wins the Din Torah, says the Rav? The Mishugnu wants a wall to build to hang his laundry. He wins the Din Torah. Because the Mishnah says, "Burn it's a case of Yom Tov." What's Shmuel's Rav? What's Talik line? Who saw this Rav? Who saw this Rav? If you were sitting on a Din Torah, you thought, can you imagine a case like this before? Crazy. You'd never see this in America. You'd never see this crazy. And the guy wins the Din Torah.
Crazy things.
Right, not this. So why should he win the Din Torah? Based on what's chus of the other Din Torah? Why can't the rich businessman on the other side say, hold the phone over here. The whole goal of building this wall is to be my Neya Hezekiah. I'm not even asking you where you want the wall to be built. In the middle of the night, I'm going to bring in my construction team. What's the name of that show that they build houses right away? What's it called? The ones they built a new bridge, they built that house.
Studio Makeover?
Yeah, Studio Makeover, yeah. It'll be done before you're up for Shacharis tomorrow morning. You go to Stephen Meyer, it'll be up before Kerim Shiaki Isha's Reo, there'll already be a wall there. What's wrong with that? And then you're going to start screaming, I want a place to hang my laundry. I said, well, what's that time? I don't want to hang my laundry. I said, the only time I ever heard of is Hezekiah. So there's no Hezekiah. The wall's 16 feet tall. You can't see through the wall. What kind of ridiculous time is that? I want to hold my go hang my laundry. Kids want to have a rock climbing. You want to have a rock climbing? I'm going to hold my trip. What am I going to do in my backyard? So what's wrong there all? No, so Zokhtu, very late. Zokhtu, Elamei Yeshivas. There's no question where the Ra's coming from. They're all understood. This wall is not just there to protect Hezekiah. That was the impetus for the wall. Chazal didn't make the takanas for people to have rock climbing. But they did make the takanas called Beren Sakaisel. And they gave as chus mamon, as chus mamoniyat, monetary claim. I have a claim. I am entitled to a wall. And you're entitled to it. And that wall, staked in the Mishnah Beren Sakaisel Yemsa. And I have this chus mamon to demand that wall. And all it, you're going to tell me, you'll sell me the property, give me this, you give me my money, give me this, that's all cute. You have a little wall there, and you can't take that chus moment away from me. That can't be wrong. So according to what we're saying, the rush would have to be the Ari Dara, right? Because according to what we're saying, the rush is shtikul Torah in our sugya, that even though shtika is not indicative necessarily of mechila, but Mechila Beferish is indicative of Mechila. And Mechila works. And we said, what do you mean Mechila works? Why is it different than Kruk Susi? So we had to come up with this rabble about Mashtukot Torah from Beis Talmud, from the Mia till Bensonhurst. This you say that this is much more than just Menias Hezekiah. It's a Takanos HaChomim. So that's going to lead the Rosh into the camp of the Ra'ah. Is that true? The Rosh is going to see eye to eye with the Ra'ah. How are you talking? Nobody holds it to Israel. So not only does the Rosh not going to see eye to eye with the Ra'ah, we know for a fact the Rosh cannot see eye to eye with the Ra'ah. That's shy for the Rosh to see like the Ra'ah. And I'll tell you why. The Rosh in the 11th of the Maamar Kamis quotes the following fascinating Machlokes Rishon. The Mishnah says that we're very, very specific about what materials this wall is going to be made out of. And we know that already. The Mishnah says the Kol Kavina Kavadina is a gauze, it's a kavil. It's not only important what material it is, how thick the wall is going to be, and basically Chazal and Mishai, remember this? Who remembers back to day one, the Minig Havasikin, right? The Minig, the Chachmi HaTorah, the Chazal did their work, they did their research with the building committees, and they figured out that this is an appropriate wall, this is going to stand the test of time. So imagine the following Din Torah, the Rosh quotes the 11th Amendment Kavim, Yesh Mefarshim. Had the Kaifei Ahadah, the Lifters Kaisel Shal Gvil V'gozes, Kol Kavinik HaMedina, Hanu Davkin Kshem Amidin HaKaisel Al Karkash Hashnayim. The Motzik Ochad Lameimer, any rights levat the character of Livros Bibinim, Lobo Binabakayomo. Yesh Vishayim, Yesh Aimrim, the men of our movement that were such sticklers for the details, it's got to be Dafka like this and Dafka like that, and Kokamina Kamedina, and Grove of Gosses, and Fort Tvachim, Six, Eight. That's true when we're doing what the Mishnah says, but Bonnet's a cause of Emza. Because this is an investment for both parties. We're expecting, Rubin's expecting Shimon to give up half his property line. Reuven's expecting Shimon to pay half the bill in Home Depot. So Reuven has no right to say to Shimon, I want you to invest in some half-baked yeshivish wall that's going to fall down before the sukkah falls down. It's going to be down by tomorrow morning. So Shimon has a right to say, I'm not wasting my money and my resources and my airspace to go invest in some project that's not going to be, it's not going to work. I want the wall built according to code. Whose code? Based on the experts at Home Depot, what's made the building code? But, says the Rosh, what if Valamratza Echad Lichlas Besach Shalai? Valaslas Mechitza Besach Shalai, Behutza Bedafna? Kimish Mesalik has agreed with Chavei Rodayoi. So some Rishonim say, what if Reuven turns to Shimon and says, listen, I'm going to be a nice guy. I'm going to build it on my side. I'm not going to insist to go halfway to airspace, property line, and I'm not even going to send you half of the bill from people. I will sponsor this entire wall. If I was the other party, I'd be jumping for joy, right? So Reuven says to Shimon, I'm going to build it totally on my side with my building materials. I won't cost you a penny. Let me stay away. Sounds good. What does Reuven go do? What does Reuven do, Mr. Tzaddik? He goes and builds a wall on his side using building material. What does he build it with? Like the first of the little piggies. He builds a little straw wall. But the first wind gust, 5 miles an hour, the wall's already down. So Shimon, when he sees this going on, he sees Reuven coming with the grandiose, because he sees something, he's bringing in some, you know, yeshivish builder guy who's coming, you know, with a half-baked kind of a wall. That doesn't mean, I don't mean that in a negative way, I'm just trying to make it a little more illustrate a little bit. He doesn't see the guys coming in, you know, with the real heavy duty wall kind of guys. You see, you understand what I mean. Come on, you guys know what I mean. You know, the guy, he didn't call in, you know, the real air conditioner company. You know, some guy, you know, yeah, do you know how to fix air conditioners? Man, I think, you know, my grandpa told me how to fix an air conditioner every day. So he brings in, he does some half-baked job. So Shimon's going ballistic. So Shimon says, you can't do that. I insist that we build the wall properly. So Reuven says to Shimon, what do you care? It's my property. What do you care? It's my expense. And then Reuven says, and if it falls down, I'll build another one. What's the big deal? What's Shimon's response? So Shimon says, I don't like this setup. Shimon's very, very weary of this. Shimon says, "Matzus." V'yesh b'farshim, the afiluim wrote to lichlas l'sach shalai, but lich the boots v'dafna chaver ma'akiv alav. V'shalim alai, ain't a mechitza kayama. V'tzarach mitzok alech atomik, shetipol mechitza l'sach alai hezek riyoscha. The second Rishonim say, Reuven's half-baked amateur job is not addressing the problem. It's a band-aid on the problem. The goal is to avoid Hezek Re'ia. So the second Rishonim say, Reuven did not avoid Hezek Re'ia. You know why? Because as soon as we see this job being done, we know tomorrow it's going to be down. And we know Shimon's going to have to run after Reuven. And who knows? Maybe Reuven will be out of town. Maybe Reuven's going to say, you know, not so simple. I'll get another yeshiva show construction. He's spending the rest of his life running after these half-baked walls. Meanwhile, there's going to be terrible Hezek Re'ia all this time. So the first group of Rishonim and second group of Rishonim are arguing about this Nakuda. Is that a justified response or not? So the first group of Yesh Rafarshim thought that Reuven has every right to say, listen, I got rid of Hezek Re'ia. There's no Hezek Re'ia. Right now there's no Hezek Re'ia. And Shimon says, Chokham ain't a Bereshit, you know, Ezek Ha'Loretz HaNoylan, there'll be Hezek Re'ia in 10 minutes from now. So the Rosh is not sure what the din is. And then the Rosh says, it's Nirul Olam, the first shot in the Rishonim is right. Says, V'nirik Kibirish HaKama, all walls will eventually fall down. What is the rush like the first group of Rishonim? The second group of Rishonim's tiny is flawed. Their time is, they're giving Shimon the ability to say, I refuse to set up a situation where the wall's going to fall down and I have to run after you. You know what the first group of Rishonim say? Run after me. Sue me tomorrow. You find me tomorrow, take me to court tomorrow. So it's an interesting machlok, it's back and forth. It's just pure time with Mita and Tavev and different kind of svaras. Who has the upper hand on the strange question? So again, we have a Mishnah, the Mishnah is Beferish, the Baris Kas Vyamza, Kofir Ravina, Gvil Vagosis, Fortfach, Sitzach, Vaitov. The Mishnah gives us a whole protocol. And one group of Rishonim say the whole protocol was only when you're Banu Vyamza. But the minute one party wants to put everything on his side, he has full right to do so. And the other day it says not so simple. Because it is time that that's going to fall down. And the first day I did it like that. The rush sides of the first day. And what's the problem, I say? This whole machlekes, the 2 days in the rush, but all focusing on, is this flimsy, half-baked wall really addressing Hezek Re'ia or not? So the first day I said, yeah, it's addressing Hezek Re'ia. It'll fall down, so we'll readdress it tomorrow. And the second day I say, no, that's not addressing it. And addressing an issue that's going to last for 10 minutes is not called addressing Hezek Re'ia. If there are odds right, that there's much more than just an issue of Hezek Re'ia here, there was an official formal takanas achamim that Reuven has this chosmavan against Shimon and Shimon has chosmavan against Reuven. What was this chosmavan? This chosmavan was the existence of a building of a wall. Vas makes a wall? Who defines a wall? The same chazal that made the takanah to build the wall are the ones who define what's called the wall. And what's called the wall? Gvil, Gozes, Akol, Kaminika, Medima, 4, 6, 8, 12, whatever the case may be. But a half-baked, a half-falling down wall in 10 minutes from now is not a proper fulfillment of that takana, but it's the kaisel. So if the rush really truly held like the ra'ah, that there's much more than just the issue of being misalik as a griyah here, there's a takana sacham and building the wall, how could the rush start with the first group of Rishonim? The rush should have said, the second group are right, not because of their kindness that's going to fall, the second group are right, up the halacha, because there's no wall, the wall wasn't built, the takana wasn't fulfilled. So the chayt is stirigui in rushes. We have two rushes at the beginning of Ambassador. We have a chakir on the board. What's the nature of Banis HaKaisel? Is Banis HaKaisel just the physical response to Hezek Re'ia, but it didn't turn about Hezek Re'ia? What does it say on the legal brief? Does it say Hezek Re'ia issue, or does it say Takanas HaKam and Banis HaKaisel issue? So the way the Rush tackled the question of Shtika and Mechila, remember, this is all building off at the beginning of the thing. We started off with the Rimagash, with the Ramban, with the Rishayim, the Rashbas, the Raivas, and all the different reasons. Is shtika indicative of mechila? Yeah, no, maybe so. And the Rosh said that maybe it's not indicative of mechila, but mechila is indicative of mechila. Mechila is mechila. And if there really was a bona fide mechila, if I ate them, then the game's over. In fact, the Rosh, how was the game over? Manishtana from Kras Ksusi. So the only way for the Rosh to defend it was to introduce this takona, Chacham, that was the Losh, that was the Rosh's marshal of mechila. It's like a guy owes you $100. That was a lady's support. That there's a schus moment, a schus trias moment. So once you put the rush at the camp of the schus trias moment, chaver, so then how could the rush turn around? The 11th Mermekimus and side with the first group of Rishonim will say, yeah, what a great deal it is. Let the other guy build a half baked wall and take him to the entire tomorrow. But he didn't fulfill the corner. So what's the beer of the Stephen Rushes? Haven't thought about this? Who has all these rushes? Who has all the Mamakemis? Who's doing Barbasha? You know what it is? Okay. Easy segi, come on. So what's the beer dove? Everyone now understands this thing in rushes. So what's the beer dove in these two rushes? So in Chedusha Bar Leib, since the answer is very, very simple. The Takolis Rechomim is there, calls man that what exists. Calls man that says agree on the floor, on the ground. So then the Takhazam and the Sakhat, the Takolis Bechol Tokfai, called Binekos. If whatever shape or form there's no Hezekriya, there's no Hezekriya, there's no Hezekriya. Moshe Vada Vedayim. At the end, you have two parties, live in a courtyard, each one goes on a trip to Australia, no one's coming back for the next 50 years. They both signed off, they're never coming back. They went to Australia and they're locked down at Beer's Grove. They're never coming back to America. So, no, there's a mitzvah de Rabbanah, Shekidishadim, Mitzvah Yisrael, Tivon, you have to build a wall. So there's no disagreement, nobody's there. Nobody's looking at anybody. What's wrong with Takana Sacham? So Rabbi Leib says, Kolzman, that Hezekriya exists, then we can respond to the Takana Sacham. Kolzman, there's no Hezekriya, there's this Takana Sacham. What the Rishonim were debating in the case of the Rosh is this a good solution to Hezekriya or not? Having a half-baked wall that's probably going to fall down tomorrow, is this addressing Hezekriya? So the step group of Rishonim said, that's not addressing Hezekriya. Hezekriya is still here because a wall that's easy coming, off, flimsy wall, Humpty Dumpty, that came tumbling down, the walls didn't come down. So that's not addressing Hezekriya. And the first group we showed said it is addressing. It's addressing temporarily. Nothing in this world is permanent. So nothing's real in God. So right now, the walls are. I tomorrow to fall down. So we'll go to court tomorrow. You'll sue me tomorrow. Put it back up tomorrow. You're shaved tomorrow. So it was Lashon HaRosh. So what the Rosh is saying in defense of the first group we showed him is that putting up a wall in my property, albeit cheap, is addressing Hezekriya. The minute Hezekriya is addressed, then the game's over. Then there's no Takana Sacham. What the Rosh was talking about back in the previous case, the Rosh was saying, Avada and Avada, if and when there's Hezekriya, there is a Takana Sacham. And therefore, the name of the Din Torah is Takana Sacham. The name of the Din Torah is Chus Mamon. So once Lamaisa, there's a Chus Mamon, that's Chus Mamon, it's Nita Zumachila, which is exactly what the Rosh said. And therefore, you can be Michael Zayn on this Chus Mamon. So the Chalfa is Stira. Of course, the Rosh agrees that you study for Raya Lane, that the Takana Sacham was a real formal Chus Mamon in response to the existence of Hezekriya. But that Takana Sacham is totally limited on the existence of Hezekriya. That's what's not a Stira Bechlav. So at the end of the day, when they ask you, what is Benes HaKlesel? If your friends in the yeshivas ask, yes, tell me what you think, what are they saying while you about this? Lomdei Shechakir, everyone, the other yeshivas, that's what they people about. Is it just Hezekriya, or is it also Chus Mamon? What's the answer? It depends. Good answer. It's a little bit of both. If and when there's Hezekriya, then there's a Chus Mamon. And the answer is Hezekriya, then there's no Chus Mamon. Okay, so everybody said we finished this sugya. Again, one of the fairly simple sugyas that we encountered this year.
What if they have a case where one party decides to put up this cheap wall and then it falls down and then both parties say, now we want to build it in the middle? Does that kind of take effect?
When the wall's down, again, unless the guy would have a right to put it back up again. If the cheaper guy wants to put it up again, according to the Rosh, he can do that again. He can play this game forever. You share the bars.
Even though the other guy wouldn't want that again? If the guy changes his mind?
It's Yeh Sheref Tamarit, so I that taina that I insist on having a wall is going to last for 20 years is not a taina. So if I say, even though we completed the sugya, this really sets the stage for the next sugya. You know, guys probably did not start the next Arma Kermis yet. Okay, so we're not going to start yet. We just get our feet wet a little bit. We get a little new recording on if you want. Get another shift. The stats is always good.